Blog Talk Radio.
Just like the evening sun.
back. This is the Real Talk for Real People show, a show where we intently study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the rock we were hewn from and ditch we were dug from our ancients. Why must you ask? For as Yah is concerned, to better prepare a constructive and positive relationship with Him that is conducive for us. For as each other are concerned, to improve upon the chaos that we have created and the mayhem that we've created among ourselves. See, there's a lot of work we need to be doing. You see, I love us. I make no bones about it. But I study us, not to mistreat, abuse, and dominate. I study us for one reason alone. The who, what, where, when, and how, as far as Yah is concerned. And to find out, why do we act the way we act? We love to hate one another. We're rude and disrespectful toward one another. We're insensitive toward the plight of one another. And we think we're something special by a many splendid individual thing. And have it worked for us in 403 years and counting? The evidence suggests not. We have to do this together, people. We came here together. We must work together. We must lead together. It's just the fact of the matter. See, you, when you're doing a lot of selfish, self-centered things, you often denigrate yourself to doing criminal activities when it comes to one another. Or things that the Most High doesn't mandate when it comes to one another. And then we carry that over to strangers, different nations. And when I say we are a monstrosity, I don't say it with any hatred. I say it as a matter of fact. And that's the way it is. Does it have to be that way? No, it does not. And that's why we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Because we know there is no one special among us. All of us are dirty. Meaning, let's get cleaned up together. Let's learn to do good as Yah said. You can do that. You don't have to have a temple for that. You don't have to wear fringes for that. You don't have to go burn something on the altar for that. You can learn to do good. Job did good. That's why the Most High paid attention to him. Our father, Abraham, did good. Isaac, no, I'm not saying they were perfect. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that predominantly in their life, they did good. I'm not saying they didn't make any mistakes. Ain't nobody out here can stand on any stage and say they hadn't made any mistakes and say they're not dirty. You know why I can say that with all surety? The Most High said it. Oh, you're dirty. But I still want y'all to do good, learn to do good out there. And we can't even do that, especially in regards to one another. That's why we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Brother Cottrell from New York City, Sister Abby out from New York City, fellow lead students along with these studies. And what do I know about them? All I need to know about them and all you need to know about them, which is they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves, meaning they love themselves. And they love what remotely looks like them. And they're not willing to mistreat it, abuse it, and dominate it, and kill it. I simply go around tale-bearing about it. Hey, you know, Yom Suk did it. How you know he's Yom Suk? Well, Sister So-and-so told me, Mother told me, the other sister from the other way told me about it 4 days ago. Oh, come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Learn to do good, as Yah has instructed you. And what we're about to study on is Yah giving more instructions. Because Yah don't leave it upon us to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. Because, you know, we'll get messy. That's why this chapter we're about to indulge in, the book is Leviticus. Some of you call it that. We don't call it that Romanized version. We call it the way it should be called. We like to be accurate. Varika. Varika. Which spells V-A-Y-I-K-R-A, which means Yah is calling. And Yah is not calling for you to show up, show out, and show go. Yah is calling for you to be instructed. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Before I bring Sister Avia and Brother Cartier on, I'd like to give praises and blessings. As some of you are aware, because of our studies, you've learned quite recently from Sunday up until now, our lights were out. My wife and I there where we were like Mike Tyson and George Foreman up in there. No, we didn't put our hand on one another. But do you know that heat, that staggering heat, that staggering heat can make you just, man, say some things, look at each other a certain kind of way. Because, you know, people don't need to be piled up on one all night long in that kind of heat. And y'all realize that. And y'all made a way. And our lights were brought back home today. And I'm basking in some air. I'm basking in the presence of Yah, and I'm thankful for my wife and I and anybody in this community that was inundated by this hurricane, whatever they want to call it, not from Mother Nature, but from the Elohim. And that didn't too many people get hurt. And yes, we have come across a lot of these people by virtue of our assistance with Red Cross, Sister Sonia, and we've been witness to strangers, our own people, and our own people are something that's believing. I love them, but they can be quite messed because they don't follow Yah. And that's the problem I got with our people because they don't follow Yah. They become quite belligerent, rude, no common courtesy, inconsiderate. But I was manning the food. And I was telling the people, I walked up in there. Someday they had 4, 5, 6 bags of food. And some, I said, what are you doing? I said, you ain't about to do nothing. Did you ask anybody that's manning this station? No, I said, give them here then. See, we need to stop. And it's old food, too. And I said to myself, the reason why some of these youths act the way they act, because we got a lot of old food are not teaching our children anything. And the onus should fall upon them. And you're going to find that out, too. Why you stand for your elders out of respect, because they should be putting in the work for y'all, not getting the old saying, well, I'm old, I ain't doing nothing. You need to still educate people. You need to do what you can, when you can, and how you can when it comes to our people. It's just that simple. Sister Need Sonia, my wife and I, people of a different nation, little 5 children. The mother was in line to get some help. We knew the people. And the Sonia was showing the little children love. And some Caucasian lady. And the Sonia and I was helping the children while the mother was trying to get some assistance. And she said, I'm so amazed how you and your wife are treating these children. Like, niggas can't teach children right. I know what she meant, but it didn't matter to us. We're going to treat everybody right. And she said, it makes me want to volunteer to be in the Red Cross. And so the reason why you learn to do good, because it makes you volunteer to be like the people you want to be like. If you out there sour and ugly and moody, ain't nobody want to be around your trifling behind. But if you're doing good when the opportunity presents itself, you draw all men unto Yah. Because Yah said, learn to do good. See, that's what we should be working on individually, learning to do good. And I'd like to thank and bless the Most High for that. No, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be any overnight success. But it's the time to start. And I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to work with Sister Avia and Brother Cartrell. I'd like to thank the Most High for you fellow students out there in radio land who trust us to bring you Yah's word. But don't trust us too much. You study it. Study for yourselves. I'd like to thank the Most High for this air. I'd like to thank the Most High for my health, restoring my soul for his name's sake. I'd like to thank the Most High for who I am, all I can be, under the auspices of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to study our ancient ones, to not make the same mistakes they made that got us all together in these folks, we find ourselves in sinking. And I like to praise and bless the holy name of Yah. And I like to ask the Most High to bless you, students. Give you wisdom and understanding, love and compassion, humility. Give you the understanding of learning to do good. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Without further ado, I will introduce Sister Avia. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. So, Savia, well, I guess you may be busy. So, let me bring on Brother Cartrell. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
With y'all, so shalom, shalom. Savia, family, shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. Oh, praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's good to hear your voice, huh? Glad you're doing well. You and Isha, Isfanya. Glad the Most High heard your prayer and restore it back to electricity.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And it's always good to give thanks unto the Most High and to sing his praises because he does wondrous things, and I thank him for all the wondrous things he does in my life, which is all things and everything. With a roof over my head, food, shelter, and clothing, looking out for my family, making me a part of this nation, put me on this broadcast with my brother Yamsu Fari and Sister Abiyah, making me an elder with the United Nations of Israel. Most High had a purpose for me, and I'm thankful. And I pray that he continues to be with me and with us as a people, that he hears our cry. All praises.
All praises, Kajia. Praise Yah. It's good to hear your voice too, Kajia.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So, Savia, have you made your appearance yet, or are you just going to be on incognito? So, I gather you're going to be incognito tonight, but your mic is on. And Cartrell and I is ready to proceed in our first segment of study. Turn to chapter 19. More instructions from Yah. A so-called Leviticus. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let his footstep directed in orders. Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation of the children of Israel, and said to them, you shall be holy, for I, Yah, your Elohim, am holy. Get like me. This is the best you can. Every one of us shall revere his mother and conjunction his father. You may not like him, but you better respect his spot. And keep my Shabbats. I am Yah, your Elohim. Do not turn to idols, nor make for yourself molding gods. You know, you got them crosses and Star David on your ears around your neck. I am Yah, your Elohim. And if you offer a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Elohim, you shall offer it of your own free will. This is not by force. This is by choice. And it shall be eaten the same day you offer it and on the next day. But if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned and you can't eat it after the third day. And if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. You're going against what I told you. Who eats it shall bear his iniquity. That iniquity that you trespass over, you shall bear it. Because he has profaned the hollow offering of Yah. You just do it any kind of which way you want. And that person shall be cut off from his people. You can't do no any kind of which way with Yah. Stop it. Here's what he said about our harvest. When you harvest the land, when you reap the harvest of your land, don't pick it all. You should not only reap the corners, only reap the corners of your property or your fields. Nor should you gather, you don't go back and glean everything. The gleaning of your vineyards, your harvest, or the gleaning of your vineyards. Nor say you gather, learn to do good, that's what I'm saying. Nor say you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the strangers, people of different nations. I am Yah, your Elohim. Get like me. You shall not steal.
So,
yeah, go ahead, Kasha.
That ain't nothing like America.
Nothing.
Because if you walk on somebody's floor and start eating their food, they're going to shoot you.
You better believe it.
But in our nation, we couldn't do that.
No.
You had to harvest the field one time, couldn't go back, and you couldn't harvest the corners of the field. You
right.
had to take into consideration the foreigner and the poor people of your country. How beautiful is that, man?
That's wonderful. That's good looking out, Katria, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katria. Yah says, you should not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You should not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your Elohim, of your Yah. I am the Elohim. You should not cheat your neighbor, your brother and sister, nor rob him, as some of you willingly do today. The wages of him, if you got somebody you have, the wages of him who is hired should not remain with you all night. If that man worked for you, you pay him right then and there. You don't sleep on that man's money. That man can hold his money far better than you can. Pay them folks.
So Yahshua.
Yes.
I like verse 12.
Okay.
Because the Most High took his name away from us, didn't he? We don't know the Most High's name, most of us. We know
right.
Jesus, and trust me, people be swearing by Jesus' name all the time. It's
exactly.
a good thing that they don't know the Most High's name, because they probably would do the same thing with his name that they do
ain't
with
no
Jesus.
Problem. Ain't no problem to it, brother. You know it, not know it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
He says, you shall not curse to death, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your Elohim. I am fear your Yah. I am the Elohim.
So you can't curse at deaf people because they can't hear you.
Well,
that's
so
you got to check yourself.
Yeah, you got to check yourself. And blind folk can't see what you're doing, but y'all know what you're doing.
Putting a stumbling block? Why would you do that? To make them fall?
That's what they do. Wicked folk do. Thank you, Cartrell.
Probably laugh about it.
Oh, no doubt. You should. You had something to say, Cartrell?
It doesn't necessarily mean a person that it can't see. Because we blind as a people.
Yeah.
And there's many stumbling blocks out there that people put before us. And
exactly.
we fall. There's so many traps in America that we fall into because we are blind.
Right. Exactly.
So you could be physically blind or spiritually blind and mentally blind. Our people are all of those, mentally, spiritually, and physically blind.
Exactly. For sure. Thank you,
we're trying to take the stumbling blocks out the way.
Yep. Not put them in people's way. That's what we should be doing, Kajal. Taking stumbling blocks out of each other's way instead of putting them in each other's way. Praise
there you go.
Thank you, brother.
Praise
you. You should do no injustice in judge. You can't be like the Supreme Court. You should not be partial to the poor. No honor the person of the mighty. People that got it like that. In righteousness, you should judge your neighbor. You should not go
if you're
about...
guilty,
you're guilty.
If you're guilty, okay, rich or poor, you're guilty. Yeah. They try to say here in America, no man is above the law. But Donald Trump been skating for a long time.
He's proven that's the truth. No problem. Thank you, brother. He said, you should not go about as a talebearer among your people. You know what a talebearer is? People that's going around repeating things that you heard. No confirmed information. You wouldn't there. Right. You're only repeating what you heard. It is not a confirmed information, validated. It's second, third, fourth, fifth hand communication. If you weren't there, you shouldn't be repeating it in the first place. It's true. It only causes separate relationships among the nation. Y'all wanted to curtail that, running around running your mouth on about folks you don't know what you're talking about. You just heard somebody say that they heard somebody else say. You don't want to be doing that. And if you're doing it, you need to stop it now. Go ahead, Katya.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg made a fortune on this gossip. If you're
right.
on Facebook gossiping, that's like the ultimate place to be if you want to gossip.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're talking about, you ain't got to put your mouth on people.
Yeah, you sit in your crib, in your room, on a computer. And you ain't outside looking at the events, feeling them. You just popping up your opinion in your room on a computer.
Exactly.
Talking about people. And you don't know.
And that's going to be the truth. You're right, my brother. Thank you, brother. For nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am Yah. You should not hate your brother in your heart. In your heart, you shouldn't hate your brother or sister. You should surely rebuke your neighbor, your brother or sister, and not bear sin because of him. You can tell somebody right without hating on them. And so you should tell somebody right. You ain't got to hate on them.
We got brothers out here in these camps. They fighting and shooting at each other. IS, UPK versus IU. I see. Shooting at each other. Fighting each other.
Crazy.
Holding grudges with each other. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. What y'all doing out there? What y'all doing?
Exactly.
And if you rebuke them, they're going to hate you more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a fool don't like rebuke.
No,
a wise man will take rebuke.
Because
a wise man know he ain't perfect.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So these boys out here fighting and shooting each other, you try to rebuke them, you're going to bring hatred on yourself.
Exactly.
But somebody got to rebuke them.
Somebody. Thank you, Kajir. You should not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor, your brothers and sisters, as yourself. I am the Elohim. You should keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind, crossbreed. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed, different seeds. Nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come together upon you, a mixture of both.
You got to check your clothes.
Yeah, it's true.
50% nylon, 50% cotton. Can't wear that.
Exactly. You can't wear that.
Got to be 100% cotton, 100% wool. It can't be mixed.
It can't be mixed. Thank you, Godrell.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Whoever lies carnally with a woman who is betrothed to a man as a concubine, and who has not been redeemed nor given her freedom. For this, there should be a scrounging. But these people should not be put to death. Why? Because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering to Yah, to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And a ram as a trespass offering. The priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Elohim for his sin. Why? Which he has committed. The sin which he has committed shall be forgiven him. This. When you come into the land, all this, and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you should count their fruits as uncircumcised. 3 years, it shall be uncircumcised to you, these fruits, these trees. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all of it, all of its fruit, shall be holy, a praise to Yah. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. And it may yield, that it may yield to you in an increase as a result. I am Yah, your Elohim. Yah is trying to tell you how to cultivate your land. And what's edible, as far as he is concerned, and as far as you should be concerned in every God. And Yah is quite specific in this. You should not eat anything with the blood, nor say you practice divination or suicide, witchcraft. You should not have, you should not shave the sides of your head. You know, the Mithrenites were good for shaving the sides of their head and wearing those headdress. You should not shave around the sides of your head, nor say you disfigure the edges of your beard. You should not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, as the Mithrenites used to do, nor tattoo any marks on you. A lot of y'all got those tattoos y'all better start praying for. Well, I understand you didn't know, but there's no excuse when you know. I would strongly advise and suggest that you stop marking up your bodies. And you get down on your knees before Yah and ask forgiveness for marking your body in your ignorance. Yah says quite specific. Yah says, you mine. I don't want you marking up your bodies. Stop being like other folks. Yah says, do not prostitute your daughters. Don't pimp your daughters out. To cause her to be a harlot. Lest the land fall into harlotry. And the land become full of wickedness as a result. Yah says, you should keep my Shabbats and reverence my sanctuary in the land. I am the Elohim. Give no regards to mediums, Sister Ruby, and familiar spirits, but the devil and that type of activity. Yah says, do not seek after them. And why? To be defiled by them. I am Yah, your Elohim. That's all you need to be dependent upon, so to speak. And see, a lot of you young folks ain't got no respect for your elders. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's part of y'all's problem now. You don't believe in protocol and procedure. Especially if these men or women are doing what thus said Yah. You know what Yah said? You show them honor. Yah said, you should rise, get off your behind before the gray hair, your elders, gray-headed. Now, honor the presence of an old man and an old woman. And fear Yah, as a result, you're showing deference. You're showing respect. And I like that, Yah says. If you can't show it, respect for your elders on earth. I know you ain't got none for me. Y'all said, show deference to your elders. This ain't no game, people. Y'all ain't asking. He telling you. Y'all says in regards to strangers, different nation. If a stranger dwells with you, not you dwelling with him, in your land, what I said, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you. Be just like, treat him just the way you treat each other. You shall love him as yourself, these strangers. Because the reason why, you've been there before. For you were strangers in the land of Mizraim. I'm Yah, your Elohim. All you fools out there, some of you fools out there, telling folks to hate on folks just because. Y'all need to stop that. You should do no injustice in judgment. None of your injustice should be partial. In any judgment, in your measurements of length, weight, or volume, when you're selling things, and specifically overall, you should have honest scales, honest weights, an honest effect. An honest hand, the way you weigh them, should be honest. I am Yah, your Elohim. I bought you out of the land of Mizraim. I bought you out of captivity. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. You don't just talk about it. You got to be about it. I am Yah. End of story. Yom Suk didn't write it. Katria didn't write it. Sister Abia didn't write it. Sister Abia didn't dictate this to Mose. Katria didn't dictate this to Mose. Yom Suk certainly did. So y'all need to listen. Stop playing with playing games. Y'all say learn to do good. And this is a part of learning to do good. Y'all so busy about it, doing everything that you don't supposed to be out of the land. You ain't spending no time, as Katria alludes to, with your neighbors, your brothers and sisters. And far as strangers are concerned, to learn to do good. Some of y'all want to kill each other on the street corner. Get in my corner. Get out of my corner. I love y'all. I tell you. I love y'all. I can't stand you, stranger. I love y'all. Somewhere, you got lost up in the mix. Because if you love y'all, you obey y'all. Praise y'all. And bless his holy name. Dr. L. Abby, I don't know if you're back or you still incognito, but y'all have the mic. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Oh, I'm glad I got through this time. I'm sorry I couldn't respond that earlier.
Oh, no problem.
All praises and glory to y'all. And I'm going to say real quick before they start again, I want to give my thanks to y'all. I'm so grateful, Father, for all the love, the mercy, and strength you install in us each and every day that you're waking us up, giving us another chance. Father, I thank you for my family and friends. I thank you for this show, this platform. Father, I thank you for your words that give me encouragement and strength to keep going no matter what. Through the storm, I know that you would bring me out to the end. Father, I thank you for life, love, everything, Father. Without you, I know there is nothing and no one or anything. Father, I give you all praises each and every day. I lift my hands and head up to you, Father, and glorify your holy name. All praises, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all, Susanna. Good to hear your voice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice. Really is.
I might have to go silent again in a minute, but you know I'm still here.
I know you are, sister. I know you are. Praise and bless y'all for that. That you love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself. Cartrell, any commentary on what we just studied? Sister Avia, before you leave?
It's a pretty potent lesson. I'd like to just read two verses, the first and the last.
Okay.
The first verse says, Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and tell them, you shall be what? Holy. For I, Yah, your Elohim, am holy. So this is a little bit more than doing good. This is learning how to be holy. Nowhere in the New Testament does it tell you how to be holy. But you got all these people in church talking about the holy, sanctified, and anointed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't read the Old Testament, because they don't want to follow these instructions. These instructions that we read tonight show how we are made a holy people, the children of Israel. In the last verse, you shall observe my statutes and my ordinances, which we just laid out, some of them, in this chapter. And he says, and do them. I am Yah. So if you want to know how to be holy, this is the chapter for it. You can't do everything everybody else does. Matter of fact, Malcolm X said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything and everything. And we see our people getting tattooed up and piercings and all kind of stuff, markings in their bodies, and that takes you out of the realm of being holy.
Mm-hmm.
We see people hating our brothers in their heart. That takes you out of the realm of holy. We see people buying property, growing seeds in the ground, and not respecting the fruit that it should grow 4 years. In the fourth year, you're supposed to give that fruit to the Most High. The only time you're supposed to eat that fruit is in the fifth year, 5 years after that tree starts yielding fruit. 5 years. That means you got to be patient. But they say the Old Testament is done away with. I don't know. You better check again.
Real talk, my brother. Real talk. That was wonderful, Padre. Thank you. So Stabby,
all
are
praise.
You with it? All praise. I have you left us. Okay. Yeah, perhaps she's had to go and shut down again. But we'll proceed on study Sky Trail. And it is the 7-7th song, slash song, the consoling memory of Yah's redemptive works. The consoling memory of Yah's redemptive works. This song was sent to the chief musician to Jeduthun. The chief musician at that time was to Jeduthun. And it is a song of Asaph. Katriel, you have the floor.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for the chief musician. And you know there was no J in Hebrew in Asaph, but his name was Jeduthun.
Yeduthun.
Right. Mm-hmm. Psalm of Asaph.
Yeah.
Chief musician. Now we know his name. All right. He wasn't Luther Vandross, but he was Yeduthun.
Yeduthun.
We see that brother.
A house to know. Another guy named Yeduthun.
Yeah, he's in the category of Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam and Barry Gordy and those folks. He knew what to do when you set up some lyrics.
He was the arranger. He knew how to arrange this music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chief musician, Yisrael. Can you imagine? Wow. Well, we see that Asaph, he must have knew King David, right? Because he so follows his example. He knew that King David cry. What did he say? Psalm 77 by the brother Asaph. My cry goes to Elohim. Now, we modern men, we don't admit that we cry because a man ain't supposed to cry. These ancient men, I ain't your fathers, they let you know they cry. Indeed, you're going to reinforce it. I cry to Elohim for help. Raise your hand if you cry to Elohim for help. Oh, you too macho. That's right, I'm sorry. And for him to listen to me. See, because spirituality dips into your emotions. And if you can't cry, you're emotionally, spiritually dead. I said it. You can't cry. You're spiritually and emotionally dead. In the day of my trouble, I sought Yah. That's the first thing you're supposed to do. Don't look for me. Don't look for Yah Suk. Don't look for Sister Abby Yah. Don't look for the elders. Seek Yah first. First and foremost, cry out to him. That's the formula. My hand was stretched out in the night, and I didn't get tired. My soul refused to be comforted until the Most High answers me. That's what I do. I remember Elohim, and I groan. I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I can't speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I remember my song in the night. I consider my own heart. My spirit diligently inquires. That's what we have to do. Will Yah reject us forever? I don't think so. We have to turn our hearts back to him and walk the path that he's laid out for us. If you don't, maybe he will forget us forever, reject us forever, because we rejected him. We don't want to do what he told us to do. When we reject him, he rejects us. If we receive him, return to him, I'm sure he will not reject us forever. Will he be favorable no more? Well, he's showing us favor now because we're showing up in the hands of people that hate us to the core. If it was left up to them, we would be no more. Has his loving kindness vanished forever? No. Does his promise fail for generations? Oh, you know Yah's promises are never going to fail. Has Elohim forgotten to be gracious? No. We just haven't returned to him in a way that he wants us to return. Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion? Yes, there you go. You hit it on the head. Why is he angry? And why is he holding his compassion? Because we refuse to obey his ordinances, his statutes, and his commands, just like the ones we just read. Then I thought, I'll appeal to this, the years of the right hand of the Most High. We want the Most High to remember what he did for us in the past. I'll remember Yah's deeds, yes, sir. I will remember your wonders of old, no doubt. I will also meditate on all your work, not some, not a piece, not part. You have to meditate on all of Yah's work and consider your doings. Your way, Elohim, is in the sanctuary. It's not in heaven. It's in Jerusalem, Mount Zion. You've heard those terms before, right? God is great like Elohim. There is none. You are the Elohim who does wonders. These other gods, they're man-made. You have made your strength known among the people. Oh, yeah, they remember you. They know you. You have redeemed your people with your arm, and we're waiting for you to do it again. The sons of Jacob and Joseph, the waters saw you, Elohim. The waters saw you, and they withered. The depths also convulsed. The clouds poured out water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows also flashed around. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. I think we're going through some of that right now. Mm-hmm. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moshe and his brother Aharon. All praise to the Holy One of Yeshua. Gotta remember what the Most High did for us in ancient times and get praise ourselves in line. Praise God.
By virtue of that, you need to study. It's the only way you're going to know and apply yourselves. Humble yourselves and be obedient to the Elohim. You can't just know about Yah, don't study Yah. You got to know the intricate details about Yah. You got to know how to make this work relationship constructive and positive. And mostly, it's by studying Yah's word to be obedient to Yah's word. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Kasha, any closing remarks and comments?
I like verse 12, where it says, I will also meditate on all your work and consider your doings. Because most of our people of today, they know more about what Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary said, what Jesus said, and they know nothing of what the Most High says, nor do they know his works and his wonders. So I hope they open up this book and really meditate on all of Yah's work, not just parts trying to look for Jesus in it, but see what Yah, the creator of the universe, says. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Contrail. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you, Sister Abby Allen, for studying along with us. Praise and bless the holy name of Yah. Have a pleasant weekend. Be blessed. Be humble. Be obedient. And learn to be holy if you're one of us. And learn to be good. Bless the holy name. Contrail?
Yes, sir. Once again, give all praise to the Most High for this platform. The opportunity to meditate on Yah's word, all of his word, all of his works, and to share it with the audience we're sharing. I don't know if we still got 5,000 out there because we've been a little inconsistent due to circumstances beyond our control, but we hope that there are dedicated listeners out there seeking Yah with all their heart, soul, and might. And we should take these things to heart. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Learn to love your brother as yourself. We out here trying to share that love. Love y'all. Have a blessed weekend. Wasabi be with y'all. Meditate on that word.
We love y'all, as Contrail said. Have a nice weekend, as Contrail said. And meditate on the word of Yah. Shalom. And have a pleasant weekend.
A human. Now haven't I suffered for so long? Till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politician. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human. And haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Human, yes, I am a child like her. And when you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a what. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And when you look into her eyes, deep down there's a I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human.